This is Fresh Air. Adele's first album in 6 years, called 30, was launched with a TV interview hosted by Oprah Winfrey, in which Adele said that the album's inspiration was her divorce from her husband, Simon Konecki. The interview scored higher ratings than this past year's Grammy Awards, and 30 turned out to be one of 2021's biggest sellers. Rock critic Ken Tucker says 30 is a complicated album that also demonstrates just how broad Adele's appeal is.
The stark voice and piano arrangement of Easy On Me, the first single from Adele's new album 30, sets you up for the rest of the collection. Even when there are drums and more elaborate backing on the rest of the material here, Adele is still asking someone, her audience, her lover, her son, to take it easy on her. She's been through enough, and she's not only not afraid to admit her weakness and exhaustion, she's ready to make a big, strong album about it. Cry Your Heart Out, on which Adele's distorted vocals provide her own opening chorus, after which the song settles into a Motown soul groove that compares favorably to the Marvelettes or Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. It's a song that performs that great pop music trick, a thrilling, exhilarating song about being absolutely miserable. Adele has said this entire album is about, and I quote, "Divorce, babe, divorce."
My little love, I see your eyes wide and like an ocean. When you look at me, so full of my emotions, I'm finding it hard to be here sincerely. I know you feel lost, it's my fault completely.
That's My Little Love, a song written for and with the slightly unnerving participation of her 9-year-old son, Angelo. Further on in the song, Adele uses snippets of conversations she recorded with Angelo about why mommy has been so unhappy and distant lately. Anytime an exchange between parent and child about emotional reassurance centers more on reassuring the parent, it's a little squirmy. A more pure pleasure can be found in I Drink Wine, a 6 minutes-plus tour de force. I'm going to plunge us into the middle of it as Adele analyzes her unhappiness and tries to figure out how to snap out of it.
Why am I obsessing about the things I can't control? Why am I seeking approval from people I don't even know? In these crazy times, I hope to find something I can cling on to. 'Cause I need some substance in my life, something real, something that feels true. You better believe for you I've cried.
Throughout this album, Adele pulls from the R&B and gospel traditions that inspired her remarkable voice and phrasing. She is a rare thing right now, an artist whose appeal cuts across genres and generations. 30 isn't a perfect album. Five of its dozen songs exceed 6 minutes, and those frequently go on too long. The lyrics are heavily indebted to the jargon of therapy speak, with the intrusive nature of fame in the social media age an undercurrent theme throughout. I'll be happy when Adele herself is happier. But in the meantime, what a lot of great singing there is here to enjoy.
Our rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed 30 by Adele.